Ian called and said, would you preach? So then I hit the panic button. I said, yes, but then what should I speak on? So as I prayed about it and thought about it, what should I be talking about it? So the Lord kind of nudged me on my side and said, why don't you talk what's happening nowadays? So I started looking into the scriptures and looking into the newspapers and listening to radio and watching the TV, and there's all kinds of signs that we are approaching the end of the age of grace. And in Gospel of Matthew 24, we read the conversation between Jesus and his disciples about the signs of his coming and the end of the age. And I'm going to read some here. The disciples said, tell us, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I'm the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. End is not yet. For nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. And I found Psalm 102 are the words that we read about God, who is unchangeable and eternal. Oh my God, of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish. Yes, they will all grow old like garment. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. And I'm losing my voice. Everything is kind of dry. The Almighty God has a schedule, a timeline for everything. God is always following his set schedule. He never changes it. We are the ones that keep switching things, going there and doing this, but God is always the same. God has provided us many signs and warnings how everything is coming to an end. And disciples asked Jesus, what are the signs that we can watch for? Tell us, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Now, Listen, we must keep in mind that even though we will see and hear and see and have these signs, that does not signal it is the end. Rather, it is the beginning. Oh, bless your heart. Thank you. Maybe now. Yeah. Rather, it is the beginning of the end. It signals that the end time clock has started to tick. Now, what are some of those signs at the end times according to the Bible? Many people are fascinated with the end times. I'm one of those. I'm always reading the prophecies and wanted to know what's happening today, tomorrow, next week. And God has shown some of these in His Word. Jesus' disciples were no different. They were looking forward to seeing some prophecies. They asked Jesus to fill in the answers. And we find many of them in Matthew 24 and Luke 21. To start with, many will claim to be Christ. Jesus said, "For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many." Apostle John wrote in his first letter, "Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour." My goodness, this might be a short service. Do you remember a few years ago, there were such a men as Jim Jones and David Koresh? Now these leaders were able to deceive hundreds of people to follow them in the suicide. They said, "We have the answer. Follow us." And they died in suicide. So then there'll be a wars and rumors of wars. As we think, as we hear, as we read, there's all kinds of wars going on right now. Some of us remember Second World War. There are a great number of wars taking place every day. Some worse, some others. But thank God we only hear of them. There will be increase in famine. Thousands die every day of starvation. And according to the articles, global starvation is spreading and increasing, causing 1 billion people to go hungry out in the world. Extreme weather and even dying of bees, a worldwide shortage of food. I'm sorry, but I'm losing my word. There will be increase in pestilences. Well, we live through one right now. Coronavirus causing quite a havoc. It started in China, over 32,000 cases, over 2,000 dead, an increase every day. As you listen to the news, and they say that those that have anything wrong with their lungs will be the first ones that God calls home. Yes, there is increase in pestilences. There will be increase in earthquakes. Years ago, I made a study of this. And those days, let us remember, those signs are to intensify to your last days. That is exactly what is happening with earthquakes. 1890. There was eight. There was eight. Only eight earthquakes in the world. 1961, 1979, 1981, 1960, 1961, 1979, 1964, 1980, 1996. Plus 200. The New Zealand felt a record 32,000 earthquakes in 2016. As of January 20, there are around 5,000 earthquakes happening a month. There are multiple signs. A point to the end of this present age, the age of grace. Do you know that Christians being killed every day because you name the Christ, you can't see him, but he's there. And as you go and witness for Lord Jesus Christ, Christians are being killed for their faith in the first century, when Jesus was on the earth. They're killed. This is repented today in places like, and this happens every day because you name the Christ. He's been killed for the life of Lord Jesus Christ. Middle East, China, North Korea, Pakistan, Nigeria. Those are the few that we can mention. People are killed for the name of Jesus Christ. And then there's the, remember, as we read the Bad News Gospel, Christians turn away from the truth. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but are according to their own desires. because they have itching ears, they will heap upon themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Did you know that Christians turn away from the faith? I hope that you're not one of those. 2 Timothy 4, for the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. And 2 Timothy 3, Paul writes, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people, turn away. There are umpteen denominations and churches that do not preach the Bible. They do not teach to repent. They teach the prosperity gospel. It is, if it feels good, do it. So, what shall we do in a situation like this? We shall set our priorities. Solomon asked for wisdom. David asked for intimacy with God. And we read in Psalm 27, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, and the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me, he shall set me high upon a rock. And because David put God first, it is the reason that he is remembered as the man after God's own heart. Priorities for us. Stand in the Word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away, said Jesus. Believe in the power of God. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high. Trust in the power of God. Believe that being persistent in prayer and ask, and I will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. And Jesus said that whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son of God. And then, rely on the Holy Spirit. It was so wonderful to start this service before I met with two brothers, Jim and Bill, for prayer. And I'm sure that I wouldn't have been falling down if we didn't pray and ask that God will uplift all of us, not just me, but you too. So be persistent in prayer. Rely on the Holy Spirit. And then last, look for the sign that tells us when Jesus is coming back. But I do not want you to be ignorant, St. Paul. Concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the sound, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the Lord, to meet the Lord in the air. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Yet a little while, and he who is coming will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. And I close with the words of Cather's lyrics. The King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. The King is coming. The King is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. Let's pray.